folks, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Bounce. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Bounce. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Bounce. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm repping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL. Okay, okay, he said. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL. Okay, okay, he said. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. I'm fucking with my money, yo, you don't want to hear it. Boom. I understand that, work hard and it pays off. Cause I've been spitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fucking with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Boom. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers. Catch me in the C-class, pass like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson, we the BL. Okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention, we the BL. Okay, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. Yeah. I'm bluffing the rap. You hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape. You'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape. I mean literally. Okay. You remind me of cake. Evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weights with your jaws to me. See the heat is backed up. Love to make it sweet. You know what I'm rapping. Sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL. Okay. Okay. You say. I told you we raining, homie. Now pay attention. We the BL. Okay. Okay. You say. Yeah. Back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Woo. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Bounce. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Bounce. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Bounce. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Bounce. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's good, y'all? This is your girl, you're tuned on the Starting Radio's The Airways to the Airways, and we're going to get it up in, as we always do. Appreciate you being with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. It's been a great show. Now, we want to give rest in peace to DJ Mickey. He had passed away today. You know, he's a DJ out of NYC, Brooklyn. So we want to pop a dose out to his family. May his name live on forever as one of the best DJs to ever do it. So let's get into this show. We did sit down yesterday. We talked about Beyonce and we talked about J-Lo. And I want to start off with J-Lo. Now I'm going to start off with J-Lo. And the reason why J-Lo is because I'm dragging her through lately. You know, because she did say, when she used to live in the Bronx, run down the street, and you know, like her hair, she's running her hair. You know, they say the hair blown in the wind. Well, she was saying her hair blowing in the wind. She's running. The cycle made video said, stop crying. You know, you went to the Catholic school in the Jewish neighborhood. She showed a high school picture and graduation with her hair. So, in the world, her running, I would be blowing. Because she didn't have long, trying to say she didn't have long time. And, you know, people were on TikTok videos of their experience with, you know, saying, you know, she's at jail with her husband, and he was like a $500 tip. She comes back, takes the money, and leaves whatever she want to leave as a tip. And I'm like, this is a comment from a person who said there was a waitress at a that she and her husband was at. Ben Affleck is her husband. He left the $500 that she came and left one of these. And to be honest, I'm that mad at a person who leaves a tip of the amount that they want to give. If the only service was shitty, it's a shitty service. You can, because this is how it's supposed to go when leaving the tip. It's supposed to be between 15, 20, 25% of what your bill is. So, let's say at a restaurant, a fancy one, and you order, let's say you're at a diner, you order breakfast. You get your usual breakfast. Let's say your usual breakfast is egg scrambled, bacon on the side, toast, and let's say some grits. And I hope at a... Let's say a whole platter comes up to, let's say $8. So you're supposed to give 50% of a total bill. So you say up to $8, know what the total bill is, make 15% as a tip. So I say about $3-$4 by the most. Yeah, but if you're getting shitty service, I've shared this story before. You know, going out to eat at this restaurant was me, my mom, and dad. I think my brother was with us. And it was somewhere in Connecticut. You know, when you're driving along the highway, you know, it's one of those I don't know if it was in the truck stop area, but close to truck stop area. Waitress, I felt getting lousy service. And I think my mom was like, how much do we tip her? And I was like, of course. I know waiters and waitresses do not make a lot in the food service industry. If you're going to give shitty service, you're going to get the tip I feel you deserve. No razor is a good tip. Yeah, she didn't, but that's what I felt because of her service. And you know, you got some people who don't like black people. That the restaurant itself may not be racist, but that person can be, and they don't like some black people. And that's why she, you know, probably gave shitty service. I'm just saying, not the show, but when you think about it, that's the reason why she gave all the bad day. But still in all, I don't care how it is going, you never treat the customer as a cover to your restaurant like that and expect a good tip. You just don't. And so, back to J-Lo, that's what the person said. Then that's a $100 tip. And she came back, took that back, and left whatever she felt like leaving. And the person was pissed. Who wouldn't be happy to get a $500 tip? But like I said, if J-Lo felt this wasn't up to par, she's going to give what she wants to give. And depending on what the bill was, you give according to that 15, 18, 20, and I think 5% of what your total bill is. Not what the total is, what your total bill is. And you give it. And I get it if you don't have cash on hand to where you can't give a tip. But if you're paying a credit card, add this to the bill, and then once they ring you up, register, take what the tip amount is, I register, and they will give it to the for your silver. Or the to the end of the night. But see, I wouldn't wait to the end of the night to give them their tip because you may forget. As the manager, you may forget. And just think of how many people might have did that in the day, and you, the manager, forget that in that bill you give the waiter or waitress their tip. So that's one thing they were talking about, you know, about. And then, you know, the second thing with her, so her running through and why, hair blown in the wind, the girl made it seem. Then the second interview, she said, go to the bodega, get a ham and cheese, a bag of chips, and an orange drink. She never said what kind of orange drink. And I don't think she specified if it was morning time or if it was afternoon. Right? Because I know me, because I come from the same place J-Lo come from. I come from the Bronx. Go to the bodega. If it's morning time, you're getting a breakfast sandwich. You're not getting a chips and juice. You're not getting chips and juice if it's morning time. In the morning time, it's either you bacon and cheese. So, if you're not from New York, and you're from South Coast to New York for your job, go to the bodega. This is if you like salt, pepper, ketchup on your bacon and cheese, or if you do bacon and cheese. That's only if you like salt, pepper, ketchup. So, in New York, salt, pepper, ketchup, one word. I'm just like, you know, in New York, when you order a bacon and cheese, you say salt, pepper, ketchup, that's considered one word. And it's considered one word. If you're in New York, if you are a true New Yorker, you know, you know. And as you said, I seen the video clip saying that you get ham and cheese, and I was drinking. Like, I didn't know what kind of orange drink, and after she said that, she said, you know, meaning that if you from, you know what she's talking about. And people don't, and when you think about it, you're ordering a sandwich at the bodega. I'm getting the ham and cheese at the bodega. at the bodega. Not just getting a hamburger at the bodega. And then when I thought she said orange, someone said maybe talking about some tea. Or maybe she's talking about orange juice. So she never specified which orange drink. She just said orange drink. Now for me, if it's breakfast time and I'm getting a bacon and cheese, pepper ketchup, that's about you. I just do pepper. I don't really do ketchup. If I do, if I some that put the ketchup, If I'm gonna be, if I'm doing a drink, because breakfast is probably gonna be orange or a sunny. If depending on the price of the drink, it's gonna be either orange juice or sunny D. If it's lunchtime and I'm getting a sandwich, I'm not ordering a ham and cheese. I'm ordering what I like to eat. And sometimes I like some a turkey and cheese. That's what I like sometimes, a turkey and cheese. And I add, see, for me, there's an, add an additional pie sandwich. I do turkey and cheese with bacon. I add bacon to my sandwich. Because you do all pie sandwich. Or I might do spicy peas. What else? Salami and cheese. Do salami and cheese, but I'm just saying different combos of sandwiches you can do to the bigger. Unless ham and cheese is your favorite, then yeah, that you're gonna order the time you wanna switch. Do spice ham and cheese. Salami, if I feel like salami, I'll do salami and cheese. Like I said, turkey and cheese. And I can add the bacon. But now my thing is chicken. Bodega has chicken. I would do the chicken and cheese. I probably would do the bacon. But now that we got these, we got Philly cheese steak. Now bodegas are starting to do Philly cheese steaks. They do chopped cheese now. That's the popular thing. But chopped cheese, only when you're hanging out in New York and you've been drinking and you need something in your stomach, that's when you get a chopped cheese. A chopped cheese is not an everything. Not an everyday thing. In the morning, breakfast time, and every morning thing in breakfast time for most people is with cream, a toasted bagel with cream cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese, ketchup. If they have sausage, they do sausage, egg, and cheese, ketchup. Nobody does coffee, but there are people that do get their coffee in the morning from the bodega. And it comes in a little blue cup. And back in the day, a blue cup would be like 50 cents. And the next size would be like a little one, like 50 cents. The next size. Like a dollar. Yep. And that's what you know, the New York experience. So if you are not born and raised in New York and you move to New York work, because people move to New York for work. Nobody, if I lived in LA where it's always hot and sunny, I'm moving from LA to New York, unless it's for a job. And that job is relocating me. Other than that, no. I'm not going to leave somewhere hot to go where mostly cold and warm. Same thing, I'm not leaving in Florida. I'm not leaving Florida, the hot weather for New York unless it's job related. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not doing that unless it's job, right? So, her name's been brought up on social media, everybody's talking about, you know. And now the last thing is, but she spoke on this, that, it was a podcast that interviewed Ashanti, and she said the song that J-Lo did with Ja Rule, she had the song first. She was like, yeah, I want to record this song. That's what she told Irv. She recorded it, and then all of a sudden, the song got pulled from her and was given to J-Lo. And J-Lo recorded it, but kept Ashanti's vocals on the background. Listen, so those of you who are music, for those of you who produce music, you know that there's a way to lower the lead vocal and you could just hear the background. So if you lower the lead vocal and listen to the background, I think the chorus, I'm not sure, but you hear Ashanti singing it. There's another girl who did four songs on her album, and one that stands out is Jenny from the Block. And she's on TikTok, and she shares her story in that in the video, they have the demo. And when you do a demo, it's so that whatever artist gets the song, they listen to the demo to see how it's supposed to go and then cut it themselves with their own vocals. Well, they cut it with J-Lo, but left Homegirl's vocals on there. She's on the, she said the background and the chorus. That the engineer turned down J-Lo. So all you hear is this girl singing. So you don't hear J-Lo, you hear her. J-Lo that made some money off this girl's vocals, she didn't get jack shit for that. And the producer who did the beat, I don't know if he wrote the lyrics as well, but the producer that did the beat came into the studio and was like, yo, girl to give him a kiss. I don't know you, sir. I don't know you. And he was like, a pet kiss, I want some tongue. And so he was making promises to her like, yeah, we doing a biopic on J-Lo, and we'll have you play J-Lo. Promising her a record deal, which never happened, because she told him no about the kiss. But then she did like the peck type of kiss, and he said no, tongue. She was like no, and he balled her for having a music career, and she can sing. And J-Lo, somebody said, J-Lo, the new Milli Vanilli. Remember, it was Fab and Rob were used by the record label as the front from Milli Vanilli. But Bella and Rob, just like J-Lo, couldn't really sing that well. And the band and the singers were the voices who you hear on the songs. They used Fab Rob because they looked good, and the people who actually sang in the song didn't look good, so they knew. The lady knew, or whoever Vanilli the guy knew, they wouldn't make money for the actual because they didn't look good. You know, at that time, they were about looks. They really didn't care about talent like they used to. They cared about looks. And crazy that some member really can sing. He's not that bad of a singer. But they, you know, got caught in that scandal, had to give their Grammy back. They won the Grammy. And once when the scandal came out, they had to give back the Grammy. But this is what I don't understand. Thing I don't understand, right? The Grammy, to find out, okay, this it really, that's not really their voice. You take back the Grammy, so now who gets the Grammy for, say, for best new artist or best new song, whatever the category was that they got the Grammy, who gets it now? If you're taking back Grammys for whatever reason, who gets Grammy then? Because remember, five are nominated in the same category. So if Milli Vanilli loses, the next person in that category that higher votes than the highest get the Grammy instead, because they're already engraved with their name on it. That's Milli Vanilli. Yep. But, you know, and she was saying, I hope, but get back to the J-Lo situation, but she was saying, I hope J-Lo didn't know that this was going on, that they were using her vocals for J-Lo, knowing that J-Lo can't really sing well. And that's why when you saw that the guy interviewed her and asked that she J-Lo, and she said, I don't know. Right? And it became this viral thing of Mariah saying J-Lo. And the reason why is because back in the day, when Mariah was signed to Stone Records and married to Matola, they were going through their issues, right? You know, they were, I guess you could say, wanted to get out of her Sony, and I guess her time was hers to get a divorce. So Mariah went and got this song called Lover Boy that she heard, she liked, she wanted to record it, she did it. Because Tommy, who was her husband at the time, was the executive, I don't know what Sony, the executive, the high exec at Sony. He pulled the song from Mariah, gave it to J-Lo. Knowing J-Lo came with the thing, gave the song to J-Lo. Trying to stop Mariah's career. And he used J-Lo as a pawn. Because we know J-Lo from In Love With Her as being a girl, but there was not any mention of her having this talent. Because I know her, and you know what, not only is she dancer that she could sing too, that when, you know, when they would have music first, they would have sing. She could have an opportunity from King and them to sing at the end of the show, even though she's one of the Fly Girls. Yeah. So, yeah. And I think people are going to keep talking about more stuff about her. Yep. And we're going to talk about Beyonce. You know that Beyonce dropped Cowboy Carter. And people mad that she actually entered the space of country. One person I seen the video where the girl in the video told her that to go back in her lane, meaning go back, stick to stay in her lane, the genre she been singing, not to step in country. And a lot of the people who are frustrated with Beyonce for making a country album and becoming Dolly's Jordan, what they don't understand is that black people, we created country. We created the genre. The instrument that they use in most country songs, the banjo, we did that as well. And it's like people really are mad that she made a country album. You know, people are like, you know how you say, dang, I can't tell you say, dang, I have nothing to myself. Yep. And, you know, everybody's talking about their opinion, talking about they don't like it. And I'm going to say Beyonce is a multifaceted singer. And what I mean by, you know how they say, oh, this is a multifaceted person, meaning they can do one thing. Beyonce is a multifaceted singer. What I mean by that, Beyonce can sing in different genres. Right now, she's in her country before that, she was in her phase. House. You know, dance music and all that. She was in that phase. She was in the R&B phase, a pop phase. And she has one more album that's after this Cowboy Carter album, which people speculated to be a rock album. She started that show as well. And like I said, people are mad that she did up with Jolene, and I was like, I love the direction she put it. Because you know, in Dolly's version, I was saying, Jolene, please don't say amen. Beyonce put a spin. And what's crazy, the money, any money made up of that song, Jolene, goes to Dolly, not Beyonce. How much Beyonce loves paying to Dolly, that she's not going to take money from that. It's going to go right to Dolly. I love music. You know, and I can relate, you know what I'm saying? Not relate, I mean, because I didn't even relate, but because of Beyonce dropping this country album, now black country artists are being checked out on streaming platforms. Like, there's people are checking out Breland, Jimmy Allen, Mickey Guyton, and K. Michelle, all these artists, these country, black country artists, are now being looked at and getting more streams than they've ever had before because of Beyonce dropping a country album. People are saying, I'm not into country, but because of Beyonce, they're kicking out the genre. And they get in here some great country art, black country art. And then the issue with when she dropped Texas and 16 Carriages and fans called into country radio stations, you know, wanting to hear the song. And DJ said, I didn't even know she dropped a country song. See where people come from to say, for Beyonce to stay in the lane. I get it. Where they're coming from, because you see country as a white thing, not a black thing, not an Asian thing, not a Latin thing. We see it as a white thing. It's like if you do that, you don't. I made this company for us folks. She didn't make it for white people. She made it for us black folks to get us into liking country. And that's what she's doing. Doing this to get us to get back to liking the genre that started. So, you know, that's it right now. Music talk thing about Beyonce and J-Lo. So, well, I'm gonna I want to keep, even though I started the show giving the rest in peace to DJ Mr. B, but I want to give some info. That's what I'm going to do right now. Okay, let's see. Give me 1 second. I knew his name was Calvin. Never knew that. So his Wikipedia is short. It says Calvin LeBron, known especially as Mr. C or DJ Mr. C, was an American DJ broadcaster, radio executive, record executive, and radio personality on New York's radio. No, he's not. He's not on 103.9. See, I think it was Hot 97. Okay, see, we're gonna. It says Mr. C, pioneering Brooklyn DJ, dies 57. Born Calvin LeBron, Mr. C was a pioneer British hip hop the careers of the notorious B.I.G. Mr. C. A. did that line for the New York Times. Mr. C. A. disc jockey who was an integral figure in New York City's hip hop scene, was early champion of the notorious B.I.G. has died at 57. Death was confirmed on Wednesday by Kip Dillard, the brand manager at WXBA 94.7, the block NYC, where Mr. C had a show. No cause was given. Mr. C, who had Bob Hicks's reverberating on New York for decades, with the DJ on New York City's Hot 97, more than 2 years before leaving the station in 2014, the executive producer of Notorious B.I.G.'s debut album, Ready to Die. Born Catherine in August 1966 in Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood, Mississippi, and his grandfather went to the church. He was under the management of an uncle who was a DJ. He took pop in the accelerated November. He added that his earlier sources came from the radio, listening to the likes of the hip hop acts, World Famous Dream Team, and Awesome 2. Excuse me, y'all. This turned into my passion for DJing, having that dream that one day I wanted to be on the radio, he said. Mississippi had the dream on Hot 97 before leaving the station, citing the station's new musical direction. I might be the answer for now, but I don't think I'll be the answer 5 or 10 years from now, he told the times in 2015. Capital Musical Group, known the DJ since the mid-90s, and in the industry with the New York State. That year, that MC was the glue between the old and the new on Hot 97. Mr. C first resigned from the station for a brief period in 2013 after a review. He had a solicitor to the services of a transgender prostitute. Questions about Shia wrinkled the hip hop community, as long as struggled with homophobia. He briefly returned to the station for ultimately in 2014. Mississippi still a highly respected figure, continued spending records and collecting on a radio program before he died. His own show in throwbacks on 94.7 NYC. So his death was today, the station honored Mississippi by playing a recording of his 2022 mix, paying tribute to the Notorious B.I.G., what would have been late rapper's 50th birthday, before the Notorious B.I.G. and DJ had put Big Daddy Kane. Mr. C is also credited with helping with 50 and other rap stars. The full list of Mr. C's survivors was not immediately available. In an interview with the Kitchen Podcast, so Mr. C showed up as a three-year-old, in which he is holding a 45 MP3 record. My father had given him the photo before he died in 1990, the same year Mr. C had 97. He added, and he said to me, I knew this is what you wanted to do. And once again, condolences to the family of DJ Mr. Trying to go with us to share with y'all. Ooh, excuse me. I think it was something that I had saved on TikTok that I wanted to share with y'all. Okay, that's the wrong one. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna play the clip. And it makes it loud enough here. I'm going to play the video clip. Okay. Oh, I got it now. Okay, here it is.
Her shop and family have been targeted by threats, and she's closing the doors. Liberation Station opened on Fave Street with this celebration deep less than a year ago. It was the first black-owned Chinese bookstore in the Toronto.
Door, suite
201. We have
can you collection of literature lying on the shelves, telling the stories of children and families.
The bookstore is a movement.
At Miller Oak. Operation Station in downtown Raleigh last June. After 4 years, of book sales from the trunk of family's car.
The community, the communal sacred space. We began receiving threats online and also through the phone. How are you revitalizing the city if you're fighting the people that matter, that are marginalized?
Liberation Station, hear me, while we'll close April 13th.
So this lady, remember, she got shared on the one of the promotion business shows. I shared about her opening up the bookstore. And now she's closing it because she's receiving threats through social media and by phone. And she got to keep her family safe. She got young boys. Young boys, she got to keep her family safe. Closing shop. April 13th will be the last time that Liberation Station will be open. And when you think about it, there's not any bookstores, physical bookstores, mom and pop bookstores at that are open. Like, I think Barnes & Noble still exists, but you don't know what I'm talking about, Barnes & Noble. When authors mention release a new book, they say, oh, you can get it on Amazon. They'll never say you can get it at Barnes & Noble or any other bookstore. Okay. Going to the days, mom and pop bookstores, mom and pop record shops, because see, if I had the money, I thought about opening a record shop. Think about it. In this climate, it won't work. I think Chicago has the only last mom and pop record shop. Otherwise, it won't last because we're in the age of the digital world, that everything is digitally, where you can download music digitally, listen to your music that way, books that way. Why do I, if I can get it, the same book I want from Amazon and the solution in the bookstore, I'm going to go to Amazon. Because if I buy Barnes & Noble's, I buy the Barnes & Noble's. And I'm going to do it online. Yeah, it's I'm sorry, but shut my door. Is that showing giving in? She's getting through it, and that's why she's doing all of this. Letting the people, letting the bad people win. By giving up, you're letting the bad people win. Yeah. But yeah. I'm just sitting here thinking, like, what is wrong with people? Because you don't want kids learning and learning about their history and stuff through these that Lady has in her bookstore. Why? People are so dumb. I'm going to say this, and I mean it. Because, and the reason why I say they're so dumb is because you're sending threats, death threats, that kind of threat, just through social media. Meaning that they're through TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, what? Right? You're sending it out. Don't you know that your IP address can be traced to see exactly where the message came from? Mm-mm-mm. So, yeah. It's a lot in this world. I wouldn't say why white people are acting the way they are because we are going to be the majority and they're the ones that's going to be the minority. Nobody wants to think about it. If you're a white person, you don't want to lose. Well, you don't want to lose privilege to no color person. Yeah. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Our family's safety, for the lady with the bookstore, her family's safety comes first. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Let me see if was there anything else from TikTok that I wanted to share. I'm trying to see was there anything else. Okay, so what you just heard, this is an Asian rap battle. I know that Asian battle of it's a Chinese rap battle in Shanghai. I do not know Asian battle. The reason why you don't understand what I'm saying because he's speaking in his language. It's not like he's speaking English. You understand? You understand? It's crazy. You think about it. It's crazy. When you think about it, like, you know what I'm saying? Your person who was up close personal battle, and then you were like, I understand what he's saying, but I get it. I understand what he's saying, I get it. Like I said, I didn't even know they rapped. Sorry for that. I was trying to get out. This is one of own child weeks ago. I think it was about the Wendy's employee. Getting the money from the Wendy's. Creating a fake employee. I shared that with y'all. I'm trying to get rid of the video. Oh, another thing I want to share with y'all. Another thing to do with relationships. So I came across a video. I wish I had the video saved. So I can hear, you know, what they were saying in the video. In the video, the guy sees his girlfriend on a cruise, right? It's supposed to be, you know, couples say vacation. But he brings his kids along on the cruise, the mother of his children. I'm not calling her baby mother. The mother of his children. And the girlfriend was mad. She was mad that she kicked him out the room. That you're not staying here. You can go get your kids. I get it. Right? From her perspective, I get it. You tell me you're taking me on a romantic cruise. You tell me you're taking me on a cruise. Right? That would, and you turn around with the kids. I'm going to be, I understand that's your kids, but I'm going to be kind of disappointed because I didn't agree to go on a cruise like a family. Those are not my kids. Those are your kids. The woman. Those are not our kids. So, you know, I'm thinking we're going to go on a cruise. We're going to have fun. Just the two of us. He's listen to this. He says it was a deal. It was a family deal, and his kids is on the cruise. So he brought his kids. It was a family deal. And, of course, his child had to come. And he goes, you know, he's in the room. I had a conversation with the girl. She's upset. She's pissed. That he brought his kids at. She ain't pissed that he brought his kids. She's pissed that the mother came home. I said I wasn't going to say baby mother, but this is how she feels. You know, she's mad at him, not for the kids. I think she's really, but she has to use them as her reason for being mad that he brought the baby mother. That's what she's mad at. Not that he brought the kids, the fact that he brought the mother. She's the one, even though his kids have been on a cruise before, the mother's the one watching them while on this cruise. So not only did he pay for his kids, depending on how many kids he got with his woman, he paid for them too. So when you think about it, all that money spent on cruise for your kids and for the mother of your child, been spending out this whole time cruise together and all that stuff. I was that upset. She kicked him out the room, told him to go stay with the kids. She was like, I can't believe you brought them on the cruise. She was going off on him. She was being ungrateful. Basically being ungrateful. I don't care if you bring your children on the cruise. It depends on the age of the children. Like, kids are teenage. I don't because they're not going to be around us except for dinner. Right? Just think about it. Yeah. And it's like, this is crazy. Yeah. Yeah, so. It's like, when you got with this man, you knew he had kids. So you think of, that down, she's really concerned about the kids, but she is part of her complaint. She's really mad at me, but the mother of his child is cruel to them. He's like, they're not in the room. I'm here with you. You know what I'm saying? She's arguing back and forth, back and forth. I don't know why you have kids. She was pissed. But I'm telling you, because he the mother's children as well. I think that's the real reason she met. Yeah. What's wrong with these girls? Yeah. Yeah. I've seen a lot of videos where these girls are complaining. Like, I think this one girlfriend complained of, I think he gave her a ring or something, and she complained about the ring. Person proposed to you, that, you know what I'm saying, and whatever they give you, they give it to you. From my kindness on their heart. If you really want to marry a person, accept the ring that I'm giving you at the moment and do time upgrade the ring. And see what I'm saying? No. If it don't make no sense. It don't make any sense. Yeah. Well, let's see how much we got left in the show. I think I'm going to end a little early today. I need to see how much I have left. Okay. I know in this show is several, sometimes I give you all the time or something. Give me the kitchen, which is a little segment within the show where, you know, I share a recipe with that either came with on my own or I searched for a recipe and it came up, but I made a dish my way. Well, in the Deep Dive Kitchen segment, it is about that I made, nephew's girlfriend made. And I wouldn't call it, even if they use curry with the chicken, it's not the same, basically, like how you have the Jamaican, it's not exactly that, but she did curry chicken. white rice. You know, put potatoes in the carrots. It's delicious. And it's good, you know, being able to, it's good to be able to take a break from the kitchen and experience someone else's food other than my own when it comes to dinner. Or even when it comes to lunch. Or just to be able to, you know, eat someone else's cooking when it's the person who's always cooking all the time. A little bit that back and how big of a kick. Yeah. Also, you guys in this segment, I think I mentioned this, that I like making my own juice concoctions. I mean, like, you know, instead of me buying, let's say, lemonade, right, from like the Ocean Spray, I make my own. I'm just using curry as an example, but what I do is, when I get into this mode of my own juices, I use the glasses. And I use the powdered lemonade and powdered tea to make my concoctions because even though I can use fresh tea, I would have to add sugar. And when you think about it, that's a lot of sugar to add just to make it sweet. And that's why I like to make my juice concoctions. Like I said, cream it. And if it's a powdered drink, I just mix it with lemonade, and then you go with lemonade. Or you take actual lemonade and mix it with the actual cranberry juice. There you go, cranberry lemonade. But I give it a balance. Make your juice concoction. It has to be a balance, meaning that's it, you know, that's not from anything. Yeah, so yeah. And I love, you know, I don't get creative in the kitchen. I love when I get creative. Like, if I cook a whole chicken and the chicken over, I can take that to the soup. You know. And I think I, you know, master the juice maker I love to make. Because sometimes it's even better than the stuff I buy from you. Something I want to share with you. I'll share with y'all. Yeah. I think I'm getting a little tired. That's why I'm messed up and, you know, not talking because I think I'm tired. But, you know, I want to tackle making my own hot sauce. Now, I've seen, you know, TikTok everybody making their own hot sauce. Use 20 hours to make sauce, but see, I don't want to use just one pepper. Like, notice there's a green one, red one, you know, of hot sauce. And I guess I want to but I want to be spicy, but not too spicy, because, you know, people have a level that they don't go over. Like I said, when I, the first thing I do is 20. But I think I'm next to that. Right? When I get the chance to do it. Next to that, right? You know, I was like, one that's crazy, one that's not balanced. You know, you don't ever want too so. You never want your food to be either too spicy or too salty. It's too spicy, that means you can't eat it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm talking and I stopped one minute. Yeah. This ain't that good, you know. I think because I'm a little tired, but I still had to do a show, and it's like, it's like, I'm talking, it's like, I'm sharing with you, because I'm tired. What I'm trying to share with you is leaving my brain. It's not, you know, it's leaving my brain. I'm share with you before. Out of here, because I'm gonna have a nice sleep. I'm wind up, and I'm wind up coughing out real good. You know, because I fuck with the TV. I think for some people, that's what they do for the TV. Put it on something you want to watch or you don't mind watching, and you know, it's like I put it on and then end up falling asleep. Yeah. I can't. Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Next week is the business show. So next week, Wednesday, instead of at 11 p.m., we'll be on at 10 p.m. for the promotion. So if you want to know indie artist, author, business owner, just show the call to promote what you want. And it's not an interview. Speaking that you call in, I'm giving you an interview. It's not an interview. You're calling in to promote your business. And I'm all of a sudden to share with you. Let me go back to where I was. Let me go to my post. And I'm going to read to you what I posted. But I don't play the music, and I'm just gonna read what I posted. It says support for support. Small businesses should be helping each other see by cross promoting each other's business, no matter what it is. You never know whom it be what they are selling. And that's from Nika, small business owner. And I put my two websites there to where you can go to those websites and check out what I got there. You know, the blackoforever.com, starfirst.com. And I wrote that because people who own their own businesses come to my For You page on TikTok. A lot of people I know started their own businesses, and I've been at this for 13 years. This year makes year 13 that I was on radio. And I started, the first promotion show was, let me put it up so I can tell y'all when the first one was. Excuse me. Let me see. Put it in. Pull it up. So let's see here. Okay, so the first promotion video for 2013, which was the test show, 2013, and then I bring the show back until June 8th of 2014. So in 2013 we did a test show, and then we start doing it June of 2014. And we're 100 already. We're at 100 something. We're at 100, and let me see. The last one we did was number one. Oh, I didn't put it. We at, so let's see here. So January 11, February is 112. So we at 114. So this week coming up will be 114, right? When you do multiple shows, right, each show has a milestone, right? Because you look up when you did the first show, and that's a milestone. You know, when you did the first show to, like, in television, when you get at least 100 shows, that's a milestone. If you get to do 500 shows, that's a milestone. Just like your birthday. And so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, those are milestones. Those are what count as milestones for me. When I hit 5 years on radio, that was a milestone. When I hit 10, that was a milestone. I'm at 13. I got 2 more years until I hit 15. That'd be another milestone. Another milestone in radio. There's not a lot of people that say they've lasted that long on radio. And on the station that they were doing it for that long. It's like Mr. C, about Mr. C. They say he's been on Hot 97 for 20 years. Yeah, but he, and that's a good thing, because not too many people are that long. But the thing is, he didn't own, it's like he owned, you know, Hot 97. And his shows were never archived. Or if they are archived, Hot 97 owned it. Hot 97 owned archives of his shows. Not him. Me. I own my shows. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Oh, excuse me, y'all. Sorry for the while on air, but I said, you know, I've been doing this for 13 years, and I appreciate each and every one of you that has been to a show, joined me live. The artists who always send me music, I'm always going to give y'all the appreciation. Because without the listeners and the artists, there would be no radio. Without the listeners and the artists, there would be no radio. Just think about it. If you're a person who has your own radio station, or you do a live show from, let's say, YouTube, people into the show, you wouldn't really have a show. You understand what I'm saying? You really wouldn't have a show. That's why I always tell the artist, I appreciate sending their music. You know? So I'm right here. I appreciate you as always. I put together on the celebrity. I'm sorry I wasn't delivering the show it normally is. But I really appreciate you tuning in. I told my indie also I have to play right on the station. Yep. 201-399-2014 or @oldestdaughter2010@gmail.com as well. 2010@gmail.com. And that's the show is this Wednesday coming. And I need to stay in the time. Yeah. And you can support the station by making a donation and use Cash App as $RoadToStardom. If you use PayPal, paypal.me/RoadToStardom. Whatever amount you decide to give, much appreciate it. Yep. Excuse me, y'all. You can also support by going to RoadToStardomMerch.com and the Black Oak Forever store, BlackOakForever.com. That is BLAKO. Forever.com. Everybody, start a video. All you gotta do is go to boxoverradio.com/roadtostardom. boxoverradio.com/roadtostardom. Or just go to start a video. See the many platforms we are on. All shows, as I always mention, is archives. This is why we stand out from the rest. Because it's archived, so if someone say, "Oh, I missed your interview," they can go back, right? And you know, yeah. So I'm just gonna say, to another creature. Bye-bye now.